We're back with a series of questions about witch hunts in Scotland. So, how many witches were there in Scotland?
We have identified a total number of 3,837 people who were accused of witchcraft in Scotland.
And how many witches were executed?
Well, it's hard to tell. About 67%, two-thirds, were executed.
How many were women?
84% were women and 15% men.
Were they old?
About half were over 40 when accused. At a time when life expectancies were considerably lower than they are today. So, yes, they were old.
When were the prosecutions?
The Witchcraft Act was in force between 1563 and 1736.
Were the witches midwives, healers?
Not usually. We have recorded 9 individuals whose occupation was recorded as being a midwife. And for 10 people, midwifery practices were included as part of the accusations of witchcraft levelled against them. This is a tiny percentage of the overall total. Folk healing was more common and featured in the witchcraft accusations of 141 people, about 4%.
Were the witches poor?
No, at least not by contemporary standards. It's difficult to classify early modern people in socio-economic categories. But let's say that the majority, 64%, fell into the middle range. The total of those who came from lower socio-economic categories, lower, very poor, and landless, accounted for 29%.
Were the witches tortured?
Oh, yes. Torture was used to exact confessions, though we don't know how often. In theory, torture was only to be used with the permission of the state. However, in reality, it would seem that torture was frequently used without any official permission.
What kinds of torture were used?
The most common form was sleep deprivation, a very effective way of obtaining confessions because it leads to hallucination.
What about the swimming test?
This was hardly ever used in Scotland, though it was in some other countries. It's often said that witches were detected by dropping them in water. If they floated, they were guilty. If they sank, they were innocent. But they drowned. This is a misunderstanding, since ropes were tied to them to pull them out of the water.
How were witches executed?
They were almost always strangled at the stake, and then their dead body was burned.
Who profited financially from witch hunting?
Well, witches' goods were often confiscated by the courts, but most witches were too poor for this to be lucrative. In fact, most of the people involved in witch hunting gave up time and money to do it because they believed in what they were doing. Witches were hated and feared, and it was important to eliminate them.
Right. Very interesting indeed. Thank you very much for your very clear answers.
Thank you for inviting me today.